Hey there. Welcome to the first episode of Off the Board, CalvinAir.com's new video podcast. We're going to be talking about sports and sports betting. Lots of NFL. We're going to check out some crazy YouTube videos, some crazy prop bets, and we've got a couple special guests. We've got NFL handicapper Matt Faust from Cover 2 Sports and PointSpreads.com. And we've got another guest. We'll just call him Rock for now, but I think you'll like him. Let's start the show. All right, welcome back. I'm Bill Beatty, Editor-in-Chief of CalvinAir.com. So, this is our first episode of Off the Board podcast. We're going to talk about sports, we're going to talk about gambling, and a whole host of other things as the weeks and months go on. So why sports and gambling? Well, we were asked to create an internet television show or some sort of video podcast, and we kicked around the idea of poker or casino or something very industry related. But looking at our content on the site, sports bettors are a little underrepresented on our site. So if you know me, and a lot of you watching do know me because it's our first episode and it's only friends and family watching right now. But, you know, I spent a lot of time in Costa Rica. I used to manage lines. I used to create props. I love this gambling. I love the gambling industry. I've been in it for 10 plus years now. You know, I couldn't imagine working at a regular job again. So, given the idea of sports betting, it had to be this, what was our first the video podcast. Every week we're going to have guests, we're going to have handicappers and bookmakers. I'm going to try to get some sports journalists on, and, you know, willing, we're going to get some maybe athletes, former athletes. Try to bring you some of the best guests we can for our show. We're always going to talk about gambling. We don't want it to be a hardcore handicapping show, but we want to have fun. It's like our site. We don't take ourselves too seriously, and, you know, we report on serious topics, but we want to have fun. We want to drink. We want to gamble and carry on a little bit. So. You know, I think what's going to help us make this show great is you guys. Send us your thoughts, send us your feedback, tell us what you like, what you don't like. If you've got an idea for a guest, send it over. We'd love to hear it. Send me an email at offtheboard@calvinair.com. So let's start off with some viewer mail. All right, it's time for viewer mail. It's our first week. We don't have any viewer mail, so that's where we need your help. Send us comments, questions, anything you want, offtheboard@calvinair.com. We'll do our best to answer them. You know, I'll answer them. I'll have our guests answer them. If you have ideas for guests, if you see a handicapper, or a bookmaker, a sports journalist that you think's fascinating, send them in, and we'll try to get them on the show. We'll do all that. And if you have a question for Calvin, I can't guarantee we'll get an answer, but I'll do my best. So, actually, if you see crazy props, I love the crazy props. What color is somebody's dress going to be? I like it. It's random stuff. Send those in. We'll talk about them on the show. I don't know if you like me, but I spend a lot of time watching YouTube, you know, not on work hours, obviously, but I love sports highlights. I love watching guys fall down, regular stuff. But so if you see any crazy YouTube videos, send them over. We'll have a look on the show and enjoy them together. This week I've gone out and I've picked three really good ones. Some of them you might have seen. I know one I'm sure you've seen, but the other two, they're pretty good. So let's have a look. All right, our first clip. I'm sure most of you have seen it. You watch ESPN. You're going to see this kid from Ohio State, Devin Smith. made an incredible one-handed grab. It was first week, so right now it's catch of the year, but he set the bar pretty high. So let's have a look.
Low side, Braxton Miller breaks out using his legs, and all of a sudden you had a big hole for Corey Brown in the passing game.
And look at how quickly they're up to the line of scrimmage and going for the end zone. It is. Oh, did he catch it? Yes, touchdown, Devin Smith, the catch of the year. Likely be the best catch we see at Ohio Stadium all season.
Unbelievable. Urban Meyer was looking for somebody at the wide receiver position to step up and separate themselves up, and that's the only opportunity that you have. Look at the vertical, number one, and I'm needed to get that tempo going, to get the team into the game, and get the crowd back into this ball game.
You mentioned
that was something, that Devin Smith, that catch of the year so far. But I don't even think that's our best clip of the week. We've got from the Paralympic Games, and everybody sort of forgets about the Paralympic Games because you watch the Olympics, 16 days, it's over. But David Witherill, well, I hope I said that right. But anyways, a ping pong player, Paralympic player, it's something. He makes an incredible shot. I've got two legs, and I couldn't do this. So let's have a look.
That's a ridiculous shot. Dave Witherill falling to his right-hand side, played a ridiculous forehand topspin, came wide. He's just fallen off the floor and he's cleared the edge. What a fantastic shot.
That's what I'm saying. Something. I two legs, not a chance at getting to that ball. That's a third clip. This is, I'm a big mixed martial arts fan. And I love knockouts. Everybody loves knockouts. I like showboat, but in this clip, you'll see where showboating can go wrong for you. A tough enough Festa brawl this weekend. Shay Lindsay got a little cocky and got cold cocked. Enjoy.
15 seconds left here in this second round. Shay Lindsay looking good. Yunio trying to make him pay. He's landed some big shots. Lindsay smiling.
Giving a little Nick Diaz there.
Oh!
A big kick.
That is the end, ladies and gentlemen. Carl Yunio puts Shay Lindsay away. Wow, what a shot to end the fight in the final seconds of round number two.
Wow, that was something. Hey, what do you got for me? I got a kick in the face for you. That's good stuff. So if you guys see any cool videos, funny videos, guys getting knocked out, send them in. Send them to offtheboard@calvinair.com. We'll play the best ones each week. Try to keep them short, you know, a minute or less, and we'll appreciate you for it. All right, I'm going to talk to Matt Faust here in a minute. Matt is a sports handicapper, sports writer. He writes for pointspreads.com, and he's got his own site, cover2sports.com. We're going to talk about the new NFL season. Matt's going to make a couple picks, and I hope you enjoy. I got Matt on the line here. Hey, Matt, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing really well. This thanks for coming on for our first show. And
yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Excellent. So yeah, football season's kicking off this week, and actually the first game will be done by the time people see this. What do you think the top five stories are this season?
I would say the replacement officials are definitely a big story. I mean, it's taking a lot of headlines. The New York Jets always generating a lot of off-season talk. But the Giants seem to be in a background role there for whatever reason, even though they won the Super Bowl. The bounty gate was a huge story. And there's a ton of young quarterbacks right now. I think there's 10 opening day starters that are either first or second year players, so that's a big changing of the guard under center.
And then of course Peyton Manning in Denver.
Oh yeah, Peyton Manning. Sure.
Old quarterback. So.
Yes.
Actually, let's the replacement referees. I've heard a lot of people go back and forth on that. It's gonna screw with the gambling. It's not gonna screw with the gambling. What do you think about that? It's
Just watching the preseason, I mean, one thing I've noticed as far as actually the calling of the game is they don't seem to call holding near as much as the regular guys, and they've called a lot of, I would say, suspect pass interference calls. But truthfully, I've seen the, you know, the regular crews, I've cursed with a lot of TVs in my day, regular officials, so I'm not sure that in that regard it's going to be a whole lot different. I mean, they seem to be, there's a few of the crews that I've watched that seem to be a little bit skittish when it comes to getting on the mic, but, you know, if they get the call right, I guess that's the main thing. But I know they've had some shaky moments for sure, misspotting the ball, things like that.
I think that might be the big thing, is getting those calls right. One thing, I guess, they're going to suck for both teams. That's sort of my opinion.
I agree with you. I don't see really in how it's going to affect the lines or, you know, the outcome of the game. I don't really see the argument for that. I mean, I suppose somebody could make one, but I think the regular officials made a lot of mistakes too. I mean, they're really good. Don't get me wrong, but it's a, you know, it's a human game, and there's going to be a human error. So
right.
Regardless of its replacements or the regular crew. So.
Cool. What's the next thing? The Jets. I'm not a Jets fan. I don't like the Jets. They're just
I've been a little bit about them, but
I think it's interesting that they are dominating the New York headlines. You know, the Giants are coming off the Super Bowl, and you've got Tebow and Mark Sanchez the local celebrities. What's your thoughts on that?
I honestly think probably a lot of the difference in the coverage of the two teams probably has a lot to do with the coaching, or the coaches rather. Coughlin's more of a reserved, no-nonsense type guy, and Rex Ryan's never met a microphone he didn't like, you know. I mean, Coughlin's known for monitoring what kind of socks guys are wearing, and Rex Ryan's known for, let's go eat a goddamn snack, so.
I think it's funny that you mentioned socks, and it's Rex Ryan, the little foot thing he had going on there, but.
Yeah, there's that aspect of it, too, so, and then you throw Tebow in that, who's, you know, it generates a whole different kind of coverage of his own, and you got kind of the marriage of tabloid celebrity and sports, two things people love, and the Jets seem to generate a lot of that. So.
Yeah, he's a Tebow is something. It's ESPN had the birthday party for. Did you watch that?
They walked in on the photos and.
You know, for a guy that's, you know, he was great in college.
And, yeah.
I think he got lucky in Denver with, you know, followed by a great defense. And
I mean, he was a great college player, and his style of play is more suited for college, obviously. But I admire his work ethic. He obviously worked hard and he's committed himself to getting better. But I don't see him developing as a passer. He still has kind of a hitch of slow delivery. Now, he's a great, I mean, if he's in trouble, he's great at getting out of trouble and scrambling, but I think in order to be successful doing that, you got to have the complement of the passing. You know, if you look at guys like Cam Newton and Vic and guys like that who are effective running the ball, they also have the threat of the pass, and I really don't see that coming along for Tebow right now, so I don't see him supplanting Sanchez, who's also struggled.
All right, cool. Well, you know, speaking of young quarterbacks, you know, as you're mentioning, there's 10 first or second year quarterbacks going to be starting this year. So it's a real changing of the guard. You know, you see Peyton Manning sort of on his last run. Tom Brady's 35, 36 now.
Yeah.
You know, these old guys are coming to the end. So,
kind of like that era, you know, when the Montanas and Marinos and Elways were all moving on, and there was a new group that came in. You know, Brady started coming in about then, and you had Mannings, and I think you're kind of seeing that right now as well. I mean, of course, a lot of these guys are improving, but you've got to think that guys like Griffin and Luck and guys like that are going to be able to, you know, pick up the mantle that Brady and Breeze and Manning and all those guys are eventually going to hand off.
If you're looking at, you know, you got RG3 in Washington, Andrew Luck in Indianapolis, Tannehill in Miami, Whedon in Cleveland, Russell Wilson in Seattle. Yeah. Of those guys, who do you think, okay, the easy choice is Andrew Luck or RG3, but who's going to have the best season, you know, based on who they've got around them? And
boy, I want to say long term, I definitely think that Luck is the best of that group, but as far as this season, I like Seattle quite a bit. I think they could be a surprise team. I'm not predicting Super Bowl or anything like that, but I watched Wilson a lot in college when he was at North Carolina State and Wisconsin, and he's always showed a lot of poise. He's always accurate. He's mobile, and he seems to have like a lot of good leadership skills and a good physical skill set as well. And Seattle's got a good defense. They can stop the run. They're good against the pass. I just think it's a good mix there. And he's also got a good complement. And he's got a good ground game behind him, good offensive line in front of him. And I think he's got a lot of parts around it to lead to success and their success as well.
Very cool. Yeah, well, because that combination, we've seen it work a few times. Going back to the Steelers on their big season when Roethlisberger was a rookie, they had all he had to do was just not drive the Ferrari off the road, and he was going to be successful. Right. So I'm not calling Seattle a Ferrari, but you know, the Wilson's set up there. I think it's a pretty good spot.
For sure.
Second year guys, Andy Dalton in Cincinnati, Gabbert in Jacksonville, Locker Tennessee, Newton obviously, some fantastic in Carolina, and then Christian Ponder in Minnesota. You think Cam Newton's the class of that second year group, or?
I think so. He's got a lot of tools around him on offense as well, and plus, you know, he's a dynamic player, which I think he surprised a lot of people last year with the way he threw the ball. I think people expected, you know, this guy can run, he can escape pressure and move the chains with his feet, but I think a lot of people were shocked when he started putting up these big passing games. So I would say he's definitely the class of that group, in my opinion. I think Gabbert, man, he was thrown into a bad situation, and they threw him right into the starting lineup, like, I think a week into the season, 2 weeks into the season, and not a lot of tools around him. I think if he can get some help, he'll show better. But, the rest of that group, I think, is pretty good. But Newton, to me, stands out. Dalton, obviously, I thought was the second best player of that group, I would say.
Well, I think A.J. Green should help him out there in Cincinnati, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's got a big weapon on the outside in Green, and he's got a good tight end in Gresham. And, you know, they had a good ground game with Cedric Benson. I think Ben Jarvis Green Ellis is probably going to take up where Benson left off. But, yeah, he's got a chance to do pretty well, I believe.
Excellent. All right. That's from young quarterbacks, let's go to a little older quarterback coming back from neck injury. Peyton Manning in Denver.
I think we
knew John Fox and company. They didn't want Tim Tebow.
That was pretty obvious.
getting Manning was probably the easiest way to get Tebow out of town. So, and they did it. How do you think he's going to do this year coming off the injury?
Based on what I've seen in preseason, I think he's going to be, you know, close to the Manning we've always seen. If you look at his numbers between 2004 and 2006, I would call those his prime years. He averaged, you know, I think it was 36 touchdowns a season, and was, I think he was right at 10 interceptions a season. The last four, there was a slight drop off where he was averaging almost 14, 15 interceptions a year, and the touchdowns had dropped. But, I mean, still a declining Peyton Manning is better than, you know, 90% of the other quarterbacks in the league. But I think you may even see a little bit of a decline even from his last season in 2010, because, you know, the year off and new personnel, getting used to new personnel, and probably just a little bit of the age factor, it's slipping physically a little bit. You could probably argue that an interception probably has something to do with maybe the physical skill set declining. You probably can't fit the ball in some of those windows that you used to. But right. I look for a good year from him.
How do you think they'll do in the West?
That's a tough division. I mean, some people, might think it's not that difficult, but you got in San Diego, Denver, and Kansas City, and pretty even teams right there. I think it's going to be a battle probably all the way till the end. And Oakland, I think, is not that far behind. If Carson Palmer can quit turning the ball over, he showed a lot of problems with that last year. If he can play more like he did early in his career, then Oakland could probably be a factor too. So I don't know. I tend to think it's probably San Diego. I mean, I know they were the trendy pick for a long time in that division because they always won.
They always win, yeah.
Yeah, I think they've kind of stepped back the past 2 years, but I still see a lot of talent there. I think it's going to be a big, probably three-horse race, but I think San Diego will probably win.
Cool. All right, and probably the biggest story of the offseason, I think, is Bounty Gate with New Orleans Saints. They lost Sean Payton. You've got a new coach, sort of a placeholder, if you will, that lost a couple players. They still have Drew Brees. How do you think they'll do in that NFC South?
I look for them to win. I mean, I know they had that's a lot of adversity to overcome. They had a lot go on in the offseason, but I think anytime you have a franchise quarterback like Brees, you've always got a chance, and they still have a lot of all the offensive weapons are back. They still got Sproles, they still got Colson, they still got Lance Moore. They got a whole stable of running backs, Mark Ingram and Pierre Thomas. They've got a lot of weapons, and I don't think just because the offseason adversity, those guys are suddenly going to forget how to play. I look for them. I still think they're the standout team in that division. The Falcons are kind of the sexy pick every year, but honestly, I don't see the consistency from their defense is probably better than New Orleans. It's not that much better, and their offense to me is still probably a step or two back, even though they've got a lot of weapons there too. The Saints consistent pretty on offense.
How do you think? Sean Payton, do you think he's going to be away, or is it going to be one of those mystery phone calls at 3 a.m. to help out the new coach there?
It seems like they've made it pretty strict on him if he violates it. I think there's some pretty stiff consequences. So I look for him to probably stay away. I think he just said today he looks for them to win without him. I think he'll probably stay away. And I think they'll probably be okay.
All right. Let's go into a little happy news. Tell me a little bit about actually how you got into gambling and a little bit about Cover 2 Sports.
I started writing. I wrote for the school paper where I went to college, and I've always been a sports fanatic. I covered a lot of the different sports there. And then I started writing for a couple of different websites. I've covered for sports, I've point spreads, docs, written for a little bit. And it's just, like I said, I've always been fascinated with sports. And then the gambling side of that, I just get kind of evolved.
Kind of makes the game more fun.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. It definitely adds a different element to it.
I always say nobody's going to watch a Bills-Browns game in week 8 unless they've got $50 on the game or something. So.
It's always fun to have a little bit more than a rooting interest, I guess, and Cover 2 Sports came about. I thought I, could do about doing my own report, weekly picks. I've always done that on my own, and I've had success doing that. So I decided just to kind of give it a go and see what happens. And we actually, our first issue will be available tomorrow. So we'll see what happens with it.
All right, excellent. Well, let's get to some picks. Okay, let's We'll start off easy. Who do you have coming out of the AFC?
It's kind of boring, I guess, but I'm going to go with the Patriots. I just think they've still got all the offensive weapons, and they've made some upgrades on defense that I think will help. And there's teams like Baltimore and Pittsburgh are there to compete with them, but I don't see anybody else in the AFC that I think is going to take over their spot.
All right, and I'm guessing we're going to hear another boring pick. NFC.
Yeah, the Packers. But man, the NFC is loaded. I mean, in the NFC, there's a lot of teams that can challenge for it. But I think Green Bay, after last year, the way they went through the regular season and then falling flat on their face in the playoffs, I imagine that stuck with them in a bad way the whole offseason. I look for them to come out strong. They've got a ton of weapons on offense. They probably need to shore up a few defensive things. But they're the type of team, if they get in a shootout, they can usually win. So, yeah, I like the Packers.
Cool. All right. And Packers-Patriots. They make it? Who gets it?
I like the Patriots. It seems like it's been a long time coming. You know, they were supposed to beat the Giants the first go-round. They had a perfect team. And then last year, the same thing. I think the line opened them as a 3-point favorite. I take the Patriots, though, against the Packers because the Patriots are the type of team that can, and they get a shootout type game. They're just as effective. They seem to have more trouble with teams like the Giants who slow things down and can pressure Brady. The Packers have a decent pass rush, but nothing like the Giants. Giants do. The Giants have a dominant defensive line, and that's just a bad matchup for New England. They've proven that. But I think if Packers and Patriots get in there, it's the Patriots to lose.
All right, cool. All right, let's look at maybe some who's going to surprise us this year?
Like I said, I like Seattle. I mean, it's not as though they were, you know, a horrible team. They've had back-to-back 7-9 seasons. But I like them to compete in the NFC. I think they could even probably surprise the 49ers. I know they're a big pick. I really like San Francisco after the way they played last year. But a lot of times you see a team take a big step forward like that. They'll take a little bit of a step back.
Jim Harbaugh is a good coach, though. He's
a great coach. I'm taking nothing away from him. And I like San Francisco. I think they're a good team. But I think you can see them around the 10-win mark rather than what they did last year. And I think Seattle's got the potential to get up there. And both of them should, from what we've seen, should probably dominate the Cardinals and Rams in division play. So I think it could be Seattle have a good year, maybe make the playoffs.
All right, cool. Who's going to disappoint people this year?
I want to say the Lions. I mean, they were a huge pick last year. Everybody saw them as a team on the come, and they were. You know, they surprised, kind of surprised. Everybody saw the offense produce like it did. But the defense, for all the players they've got, still is pretty leaky. And Stafford's injury prone. I can see him going down.
Megatron's on the cover of Madden, so, you know, there's probably an injury coming there.
There you go. So yeah, I look for them. I see them in the, you know, 8-9 win range. But people are probably expecting them to win maybe 11 or 12 games.
All right, cool. MVP. Who's the guy this year?
I'm gonna say Rodgers. Last year's numbers were ridiculous, and I don't see that changing. To me, he's probably the most accurate passer in the game. And he's got all the weapons around him that he needs. I think he'll probably get it done. He'll probably have some challengers. I think Brady obviously will be in the mix. I like Rodgers to win it.
Yeah, Green Bay just looks ridiculous again this year. And, you know, I had a chance to look at the rookies. You know, we mentioned a couple of the rookie quarterbacks. The offensive rookie of the year, who do you think's
I talked about Wilson, and I think he's got a chance to have a good year as far as Seattle, you know, winning winning more games, but I still think luck will probably, I know it's not, that's probably the, you know, the normal thing to say, but I just, the guy shows a lot of poise. He's got all the skill set to be.
I'm a big fan. He's just that good. He's an NFL quarterback that's ready to go.
For sure, so. Yeah. Even when the preseason, you could tell the guy just has a ton of poise. In that Steelers preseason game where he got picked off a couple times, but he came right back at him and kept him in that game. And I think he's probably going to win Rookie of the Year.
All right, excellent. So week one, we've got a, you know, full slate of games, obviously. Is there any, I'm going to get you to do some free work for us here. if you can give us your best pick for week one. What game should the bettors be looking at?
I really like the Panthers. I think the line opened at 2. I obviously like them better at 2. I think it's up to 3 now. They're at Tampa Bay. But I know the Bucs got a new head coach, and they've emphasized stopping Cam Newton. But if you look at the...
Can you stop Cam Newton?
Yeah, I don't think so, because it's not a, if he were the only guy, then you might be able to. But they've got 3 good running backs and Stuart Williams, and they signed Colbert from San Diego. They've got a good weapon on the outside with Steve Smith. Brandon LaFell's a decent compliment. You got Olsen at tight end, and that good offensive line that can run block really well. And the Bucs ranked 32nd in sacks last year. They ranked 32nd in rush defense, 21st in pass defense. And I just don't think they'll be able to stop Carolina. And Carolina's 5-0 as a dog at Tampa Bay. The last 5 times at Tampa Bay, I think they've had their way in that matchup recently. I think the Bucs are 1-9 in their last 10 games as a home dog, with the closest of those losses being a 4-point loss to Atlanta. Even though they got a new regime in Tampa, I just like Carolina in that game. I think the Bucs are overmatched.
Excellent. There we go. Carolina covering the spread against the Bucs. Excellent. Thank you. This has been pretty good. Do you want to tell the viewers how they can find you? If you want to find Matt Faust at Cover 2 Sports, and are you on Twitter?
Yeah, it's mfaust1 on Twitter, and you can head over to Cover 2 Sports website. There's no hyphens in that. Cover2Sports.com.
And that's TWO Sports. So
yeah, TWO. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
All right,
You can reach me in those 2 spots. So.
Excellent. Thanks. Hopefully we'll have you on again later this season.
Yeah, it'd be great. I appreciate you having me on. Thank you very much.
I appreciate you coming on. I'd love to get you on again this season. All right. Thanks, and may all your bets be winners. That was Matt Faust of Cover 2 Sports. A lot of good insights there. He likes Carolina Panthers over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this Sunday. It's probably a pretty good pick. Okay, guys, I mentioned at the top of the show, we've got a very special guest. This guy's football handicapper. He specializes in Monday Night Football games. I pride myself in being able to pick Monday Night Football games, too. So me and him, we're going to go head-to-head all season, and at the end of the season, we'll figure out some sort of reward-punishment system for the two of us. Okay, I'll bring him right on. Okay, guys, he's not really a guy. He's a cockfighting rooster, but you know, I'm told he's an NFL expert. He knows what he's doing. So I'm gonna talk with him. I'm gonna tell him the lines for the game, and then he's gonna make his pick. So he'll walk over, choose a team, and that'll be his pick. Let's see how this works. The first game we've got is Cincinnati Bengals and the Baltimore Ravens. The Bengals here are 6-point dogs. So, okay, Rock. The Bengals are the underdogs, 6 points. If you like the Ravens, you got to give up 6 points. So, who are you going to take? Okay, Rock is in the ring. He's going to the Bengals. No. He's making a quick choice. He's taking the Ravens. All right, that's okay. Let's see who let's see who I picked. I thought the Ravens, but my problem with the Ravens this year, like, they're getting old. But don't tell Ray Lewis I said that. But you know, it's the 17th season in the league, and you know, Ed Reed's 11th. They're missing Terrell Suggs this year. I mentioned in our interview with Matt Faust, I like Dalton. I like AJ Green. They won't need the 6 points. I think they'll probably win this game. So I'm taking the Bengals. All right, let's week we've got two Monday Night Football games. So the next game is the Raiders and the Chargers. Let's go back to Rock. Rock, who do you got on this? Rock, you seem like you're not sure here. Okay. You're a badass. You're going with the Raiders. All right. There you have it. Let's see what I'm taking. I'm going with the Chargers this week. I think the Chargers will upend the Raiders. Carson Palmer is not the answer in Oakland, and Raider fans are going to see that this Monday night. And I think it's going to be a long season for the Raiders fans. So this Monday, Chargers, Bengals. Me and Rock are on the opposite sides of this. We'll let you know how it turns out. Thanks, guys, for watching. That was the first episode of the Off the Board podcast here at CalvinAir.com. We hope you liked it. If you liked it, let us know. Tell your friends. If you didn't like it, send us an email. Tell us how we can get better. I want to thank Matt Faust for being here. He's an excellent guest. Great chat about the NFL. I want to thank Rock the Cock, and hope you come back to watch us each and every week. Have a great rest of your day, and may all your bets be winners.